minutes to midnight. I'm Jamoke Fashola. So how do you deal with stress? Does a hot bath... so tempted by a hot bath today, I tell you. Tend to soothe away the tension, or maybe you opt for a massage with aromatherapy oils. Now, in our culture today, the connection between physical and emotional problems are rising, with over 80% of the population suffering from some form of muscle, joint, or physical injury due to... not food, but poor posture. And as I said that, of course, I now sat up, right, really upright. One of the simplest ways to deal with stress is a hands-on approach that straightens the body. This maneuver is known as the Alexander technique. Apparently, it can help balance moods and manage life's challenges. On the line is a teacher of the Alexander technique, Stephanie Smith. Stephanie, good evening. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, Jamoke.
I'm sorry about the whole slug thing, but it's really getting to me. I mean, talk about stress. I mean, I do, you know, exercise. I'm running around my garden. It's a tiny garden, by the way. Under no illusions, running around my garden ready to kill everything.
It's a whole exercise in why you need the Alexander technique.
Yeah, exactly,
I think.
Exactly.
You said, what is the lesson I can learn from this?
Boom, boom. Thanks very much, Stephanie. Now, here's the thing, the Alexander technique, I've heard lots about it. I've never personally experienced it. What exactly is it?
Oh, it really does have to be experienced.
Oh, right.
And, of course, what is it is the question from hell, really, to try and explain it, because it is... an experience quite unlike anything else
right.
that you could ever possibly do.
Right.
What it is, you have mechanisms in your body that support and stabilize you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you have muscles in your body that move you, and we can feel those, we like those, we like to exercise them, we like to feel strong.
Yeah.
And what we do when we get stressed, we tighten these muscles that move us,
mm-hmm.
and it overrides the more delicate mechanisms that support us.
Right.
And the Alexander technique is about releasing these movement muscles so that it gets you out of pain, because when movement muscles tighten, they're painful, they get tired, they get fatigued, and it's about releasing those muscles so that the delicate postural mechanisms can work freely. And so the result is you feel taller, you look taller, your shoulders will widen out, you will look confident, you will feel confident, your voice will improve, your breathing will improve, lots of things like digestion that you don't even think about, that will improve, all those sort of knock-on effects that can be helped by better posture, for want of another word.
Yeah, and you've been through this because you actually had a succession of serious and painful back injuries.
I'll say, yes.
So, and this was what led you on this journey of the Alexander technique. I mean, the back issue has been one we've discussed on this program before, where for people who are in back pain, certainly for employers, lots of them are losing out on using their employees effectively because so many people are suffering from back pain.
So many working days are lost.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So what, I mean... Well, I mean, I'll tell you, I'm sitting in front of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 screens here. This is my life. And at home, I have a laptop, which actually I'm now beginning. Yeah, I know. Exactly. I'm beginning to dislike my laptop because I think you don't sit properly when you have a laptop. You just kind of slouch around a bit and all that kind of stuff. And it is very difficult. I spend my life being sedentary. I'm sure a lot of people, other people spend their lives being sedentary.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts around that? Because these are our lives now. Our computers and all of that kind of rule
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. And I'm a big computer user myself, and I think computer users are among my best customers.
Oh, really?
But, laptops and texting and all this, you know, staring hard into, especially laptops, small screens, you're kind of condensing yourself down into this screen and staring hard at it, and
yes.
this tiny keyboard. We really do collapse into that.
Yeah.
But even if you're using a desktop, it's how you use the mouse, and I can tell the way people use their arms, you know, the way they're using their arms, that's how they're using their mouth. And it's very harmful. And, of course, creates all the RSIs and the neck and shoulder pain and all that sort of tension.
So is it then that the practitioner takes the person through the Alexander techniques and teaches them techniques that they can implement in their own lives? Is that the idea?
Right. Well, what it is that we teach them is how to recognize harmful patterns of tension.
Right.
So we are each unique individuals. We all have our own particular patterns of holding on in places that, you know, other people didn't know they had places. And so the Alexander teacher will teach you how to recognize this and and teach you how to not interfere. That's the main message of the Alexander technique, is to stop interfering with your basic postural mechanisms so that your body will work freely. And if you do that, if you tell yourself, I'm not going to interfere, that when you're faced with a challenging situation like the slugs have eaten your hostas again,
sure.
you won't sort of collapse and go into that, I'm so angry.
Yeah.
You know, and you can, you know, if you think that, you can almost visualize the physical states that you go into, the physical tightening.
So you're talking about the emotional is definitely is replayed in your muscles.
That's right, absolutely. It makes a shape in your body, and the tightening of your muscles pulls your skeleton out of shape. And
right.
So we get, you know, dowager's hump and, you know, all sorts of you know, that sort of neck position that kind of droops forwards from the shoulders.
Sure.
And then the head, relative to the neck, goes back and down, because you need to see forwards, not look at the floor. So the head is thrown back. And that's a very, very harmful posture.
I'm struggling here, because on the one hand, I'm thinking, okay, do I sit, as I'm talking to you, I'm not going to lie, Stephanie, I'm sitting much more upright than normal. I'm kind of sitting here. But then, is that the right way? I mean, obviously, you can't see me, so you can't tell. But, I mean, is that what we should be doing? Should we be upright? Or are we saying, actually, maybe your body isn't naturally that upright? And rather than try and force yourself into that position, you need to try and work out, or through this Alexander technique, try and work out what is the best position for your body?
We slouch about so much, we don't even know what's upright. So
right.
Now, to us, sitting up straight is sort of like sitting to attention.
Yes.
Or standing to attention. You know, stand up straight. When people ask me what I do and I say I teach Alexander's technique, they go, ooh, and they stand up straight.
Yes.
Or what they think is straight, but actually they're curving their spine, they're increasing the spinal curvature by going into this sergeant major sort of attitude. So if you think of the old-fashioned sergeant major,
mm-hmm.
He's actually increased spinal curvature and braced his legs.
Oh, right.
The spinal curve in the lumbar area, you know, the lower back, will actually be increased. His head will be thrown back and down, and he'll actually be shorter than his natural height. So they think they're standing up straight, but actually
they're
making themselves shorter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so really the Alexander technique is about teaching people to recognise then what is natural in the body.
And you know, how long would this take?
Well, you get benefits from lesson one.
Oh, really?
But, oh, absolutely, yes. I know we have this image of, you know, you need hundreds of lessons and you still don't get it.
Mm.
But actually lessons start accruing. So from lesson one, you're learning something. You know, 10 lessons, you've got a good grounding.
Really?
And then by 10 lessons, you start to think, you start to notice there are other knock-on effects. Oh, I'm calmer. You know, husbands sort of think their wives are nicer to live with and vice versa.
Sure.
You know, you become a calmer person.
Sure.
You're able to cope with things. And so you think, oh, you know, that's happening as well. And so after 10 lessons, you think, this is interesting, I'd like to explore this more.
Yeah.
And so you're on a journey.
Yeah. So just in conclusion then, Stephanie, I mean, I know you are the secretary to the Society of Teachers of the Alexander Technique.
Mm-hmm.
If we're looking for a good teacher, I mean, what is the hallmark?
A good Alexander teacher will have STAT after their names. That's the Society of Teachers of the Alexander Technique.
Right.
And that denotes that they have undertaken a 3-year full-time training course approved by the society.
Mm-hmm.
And if they are members of the society, so they will say MSTAT, meaning that they are members of the society and they pay their dues and subscriptions to the society and are bound by the code of conduct and so on of the society.
Fantastic.
So, that's how you'd recognise an Alexander teacher.
Marvellous.
Yep, and you'll find how to find your local Alexander teacher on the STAT website.
Right, okay, and what's that website?
It's www.stat.org.uk.
Brilliant. Can I thank you, Stephanie? I know
My
you
pleasure.
Live in Essex, otherwise I'd be like, come down and see Stephanie, see what she can do for me. But anyway, listen, great to speak to you. Thank you so much for
thank
joining
you very
us.
Much.
All right, you take care.
Take care.
All right. If you have any, if you need that website, let me just give it to you again. Stat being S for sugar, TAT.org.uk. Perhaps you have used the Alexander technique. What difference has it made for you? 0207 224 2000. Good morning. Welcome to a brand new day on BBC London. It's Thursday now. Thursday now.